Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi is promising to rebuild parts of central Italy after the latest earthquake, Italy's most powerful in 36 years. Almost 8,000 people have sought assistance from the Italian Civil Protection Agency. On Sunday, no one was killed, but there were numerous minor injuries. State television in Syria is reporting that Syrian insurgents have kept up their shelling of government-controlled areas of Aleppo, killing numerous people, including children. VOA asked Ohio State University scholar Alam Payan if he is surprised the rebel insurgents have had the strength to carry out the counteroffensive in Aleppo.
They were preparing for this. I had information that they were preparing, but no one was really sure that when will they start this. So apparently they have somehow decided to go ahead and strike. So it was really a major offensive by the opposition, and some jihadi groups joined them too.
A tight siege has been in place since July in rebel-held eastern Aleppo, trapping nearly 400 to 275,000 civilians, dividing lines between government-held and rebel-controlled Aleppo. Often are street-lined with deserted buildings or extended plastic sheets to mark rival turf. Vietnam has reported the first case of microcephaly, likely linked to the mosquito-borne Zika virus. 4-month-old girl with an abnormally small head was born in central Vietnam to a mother confirmed to have had that virus when she was pregnant. This is VOA News.